Hello, dear ICBF family. Welcome to a new podcast. This is the third podcast of the season. And today we're going to talk about something curious. We're going to talk about something that some people consider very important and essential in their lives and also that they must have. But some other people just ignore it. Why? Because it can be a little bit polemic, but it depends on your taste. What are we talking about? Today we're going to talk about fragrances or perfumes. It depends on how you would like to call it. So first than nothing, we need to know what a fragrance is. You need to consider that this may vary depending on the brand and also the objective. This is something we're going to talk about later, but mainly the fragrances are something so common in the world that people use them even for cleaning the house. So first than nothing, if you have been to a beauty shop or any other cosmetic shop, for example, in different countries, it may be La Riviera or even Lurix, Sephora, or even Druni, for example, in Spain and in Europe, there are many, many stores like this. And this is something where you find your cosmetics, where you find beauty products, fragrances, and many other beauty stuff, as we may call it. But now we're going back to fragrances. What are the fragrances mainly? Well, this is, as some people may say, this is just alcohol, a little bit of essential oils for giving you a good smell, and the fixers for the fragrance to be long-lasting. But apart from that, making a fragrance is not just mixing ingredients together. It is an art of getting the most rare materials, the raw materials, mixing them together in a way that only a specific fragrance house can do it. And this is why some of the known niche houses or designer houses have their signature fragrances that are not forgotten by the people, even after decades or even years of being in the market. The clearest example of this is the Chanel No. 5. This is one of the most iconic fragrances in the market, and it is the flagship of Chanel if we're talking about fragrances for women. For men, it can be Platinum Egoist or possibly the Allure Homme line. But if you possibly don't know these fragrances, then let me open your mind a little bit for this kind of products. I know you're going to like it. So if we're talking about the Chanel No. 5, let's take this first one as an example. This one is a fragrance that is unique, that mixes a lot of ingredients like aldehydes, flowers, woods, and even some other smells that you may imagine yourself getting a bath in this fragrance. And you're going to be like, well, I smell like a duchess, possibly like a queen or someone very important, right? Because a good smell makes us feel very good. At least that's my case. I know it is yours as well. So now let's go to the Chanel for men line. Let's take, for example, Egoist. This is one of the most iconic fragrances of Chanel, and it was launched in the 90s, and it is still in the market and still smells very good. It has woods, it has this woody, dark smell, like if you were in front of a campfire and you are dressed just like El Padrino or someone who is very, very important and has a lot of power. Well, this is something that a fragrance that is inside of a bottle, it can make you feel like this. It is almost incredible. And apart from these experiences, I know you're going to be asking yourselves, well, but why is this so important? Why do we need to talk about fragrances? Well, let me tell you. First of nothing, it really depends on your taste, as I mentioned before, but it is not impossible to see that many people around the world, as they have their own taste, they also have their own fragrances as well. Their signature fragrance that they always use, for example, for going to the market, for having a date, even for dinner, or even for going to bed to sleep. We can use a fragrance, of course, something inoffensive, something that makes us feel good, and that gives us even peace or makes us feel that we are at the top of the world, that we are the kings, the queens. This is an effect that is incredible and that we can experience with fragrances. But apart from that, it is also known that some fragrances, for example, the sweet ones or the ones that have flowers in it with some special oils, like the ylang ylang, that is one of the flowers used in the fragrance market or in perfumery, as it is called in France. It goes with a delicious smell, like if you were smelling a yellow flower, it gives to you a lot of peace and you feel really nice when you smell it. Of course, if it is natural. Well, now that we're talking about fragrances, we also need to know about the materials. How's the making behind these fragrances? It is not just getting oils from raw materials and putting them into a bottle. Well, this is something that is very interesting. Did you know that for making a new collection of clothing, most of the houses take their designers into a travel around the world, and then they come back with the ideas that they developed when they were traveling? Well, now you know. So this same story happens with the master perfumers, the people who make the fragrances. They get the rarest materials, the best materials around the world, for getting their fragrances created with the highest quality possible. And in some of the cases, we can say that this justifies a bit the price that we may see, because this depends on the brand, of course. But it is really worth the shame, some people will ask. Is it really worth to pay so much for a fragrance that I love? If you can do it, of course it is worth it. Why? Because we only live once, right? And we have to enjoy life. Why not enjoying it with a good fragrance, with your favorite clothing, and with the person that you like the most? That your life gets fulfilled. Let's say like that. So now you know the process behind the fragrances and also how we may use it. And now one of the questions that possibly is, it sounds curious, but why do I need a fragrance? Well, it is something like using socks when you're using shoes at the same time. It is not necessary at all. You can go with your shoes only without using socks, but you are going to feel like you're missing something. Like it could be better if you have something else. And that's when we think about the socks. Well, the same happens when you're dressed up and you're about to go out or maybe hang out with someone, but you feel like you're simple. Well, you're dressed up and you feel like you're missing something. Well, the cherry on top of the cake is the fragrance, of course. There are many types of fragrances: woody fragrances, sweet fragrances, floral fragrances, citrus fragrances. Well, personally, these are my favorite ones, and many other types of scent that I'm pretty sure that if you try it, you're not going to regret it. You're going to choose one of them for life, possibly, and then you're going to enjoy it so much that even when you get close to someone, that someone is going to say, well, this person was here. Why? Because your smell is your signature, and your signature says who you are. Okay, thank you so much for listening to our podcast of today, dear ICBF family. I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you also find this topic very interesting. Don't give up on fragrances. It is something very good for you, for your style, and also for your nose. I'm pretty sure if you find a specific fragrance that you love, then it is going to be very, very good for you, for your happiness, and for everything that you like. We deserve something good ourselves as well. Okay, thank you so much once again, and I hope to see you on the next one. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.